Brighton Festival 2018.
Writer and performer Neil Bartlett is bringing a dramatic show to the Brighton Festival on Saturday. Medea, written in rage, takes the Greek legend written by Euripides of a sorceress who commits the ultimate taboo in a monologue by French performer François Testori. I spoke to Neil Bartlett on the phone to hear more about this dark and disturbing piece.
Till death do us part, Jason. Jason, till death you're mine, Jason.
This is a story by Euripides, translated into French, then by you into English. What has it gained in translation?
It's a brand new French play by a brilliant young French playwright, Jean-René Lemoine. He's gone back to all the original classical tellings of the stories, especially Euripides' telling of the Medea legend. So, first of all, it is filtered through the imagination of a young Frenchman. And so the story of Medea is very much a story of being an exile, being a foreigner, being a migrant. She spends her whole life on the run. So that really comes out of the ancient story into the modern world in Jean-René Lemoine's hands. Then his French got turned into English by me as faithfully as my skills as translator could devise. And then it has been translated again, if you like, into this incredible performance by François Testori, who not only uses the words, but uses his remarkable and beautiful body in all sorts of extraordinary ways to create not only Medea, but also all of the other characters in the story.
It looks like performer François Testori really takes the audience into the heart of darkness with this story.
It is a famously dark story. It deals not only with losing your home and being forced to flee across a land where everyone hates you because you're the wrong colour. It also tells the story of being abandoned and hideously mistreated by the man that you love. Hands up, we've all been there. And then right in the heart of the story is the most famous thing that Medea ever did, which is she murdered her own children. Her rage against the world becomes so towering that she commits probably the most famous crime of the classical world. And that moment is very extraordinary in the performance. It's like one of those dreams when you dive down and you get that feeling that you're never going to come up again. It is a pretty extraordinary moment.
How many nights did I sleep? Who cares? In the darkness, I tell my father I'm leaving with him.
With who?
With Jason. My father slaps me. He says, why do you hate me so much, Medea? What have I ever done to you?
Obviously, Medea being played by a man, does it tell us something else about gender as well?
There's been a lot of discussion about that because we've toured the show around the country, and the kind of Brighton is the grand finale in a way for us. A lot of discussion of that. I mean, both Francois and I are now close to 60. And so for us, we've been dealing with issues of working as queer and gender fluid artists all our lives. So the contemporary discussion about, oh, wow, what's the gender implications of a man playing a woman? I mean, Francois and I, I'm not on stage so often these days. I first played a woman on stage in 1981, and Francois has been doing it all his life. I think it gives all sorts of different dimensions. I mean, it's very much Francois's body is very much a queer body, inhabiting the story of this legendary woman. And so you sense that Medea's otherness is the otherness of being female in a patriarchal world, but it's also the otherness of being queer in a straight world. It's also François is foreign himself. He's French, and a particular kind of French. He comes from the deep country in the south of France. And in France, he is other because of that almost peasant background that his part of the world has. So there are all kinds of physical difference at play. The great thing about François, who was trained by Béja and then performed with Lindsay Kemp for two decades, he has a body that can be any gender it wants. I mean, you watch him change from a man to a woman to a monster to a child just in front of you. So, yeah, from that point of view, I think it's fascinating. When people often talk about, we could move beyond gender, and I think many of us go, yeah, what does that actually look like? What does that feel like? What's it like to say a body can be many things? Well, François's body, when he's up there in this extraordinary, half undressed, half wearing one of the biggest frocks I've ever put on stage, and you watch him kind of taking gender for a ride, that's how I'd describe it, and a pretty fierce ride.
Nice. It looks amazing. And you've mentioned the frocks there. Tell me about the costumes, because they play a large part in it.
They do. Well, costume, it's in one outfit. And François is friends of an extraordinary frock maker called Mr. Pearl, who some people will know because he's one of the world's great corset makers. He, in fact, he made the costumes, designed and made some of the costumes for Kylie Minogue's Showgirl tour, if that rings any bells, certainly did with me. I would say if Balenciaga met the Kabuki and lost is how I would describe the gown. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Now, this has already been performed at the Marlborough, and of course it's going to be on stage at the Theatre Royal. How different is it doing it on a tiny stage compared to doing it on a massive stage?
On a massive stage. Well, I can't wait to find out. How fantastic. We began our journey, the very first performance was in the Marlborough, where actually the biggest problem was the dress only just fitted on the stage in the Marlborough. It basically took up the entire stage. And now we're on the marvellous, marvellous stage of the Theatre Royal, which I love. I think one of the things about solo performance, because it's a one-man show, I mean, he's sharing the stage with a brilliant musician who plays the live score of the piece. But a solo performer can be as big as the room requires. So in the Marlborough, it was unbelievably intense because if he moved his arm too fast, the sweat would hit someone the audience.
Yeah.
But I think the performance will expand to fill the Theatre Royal. I mean, he has the physical command and also he has this incredible voice. There's also singing in the show. You know, he sings part of Tosca in the original key. I mean, he's one of those performers who's got it all going for him. So I have no worries that he's going to fill the stage with Medea's energy. There's something about seeing a really good solo performer on a big empty stage that can be really exciting.
That sounds absolutely remarkable. That's Neil Bartlett talking about Medea, written in Rage, performed by François Testori. You can see that one night only. It's on Saturday at the Theatre Royal.
There are some real treats coming up in the last few days of the festival, aren't there?
There are.
His discussion of the dress took me back to my own days of on the stage.
Were you a thespian, dear?
I was a thespian.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed, no. And I played Clytemnestra in a school play once. Mm. And I had a lovely, long, red, flowing dress. Not the nicest of characters, Clytemnestra. But, and I
don't think any Greek characters are they?
Well, I mean, they had a tough time, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I had to have gold hair, was the idea. And, and in order to have gold hair, and it had to look sort of severe on Clytemnestra. And I sprayed it with car spray.
What?
Well,
what?
Because there wasn't as much hair colouring around back in those days.
What did your mum say?
Well, not a lot. You know what my mum's like.
Oh, that's true,
she came in here and you described her as recalcitrant for refusing to talk to you.
Yes. Okay, well, there we go. That's Rebecca's thespian story.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.